USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has entered its 13th day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated on Thursday that the war is expected to be prolonged, and he appealed for ongoing support. The current death toll stands at 5,100. According to the Israel Defense Forces, 203 people are still being held captive by Hamas. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans abroad to exercise increased caution. According to spokesman Matt Miller, the advisory issued today points to
the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
That advisory comes in the midst of escalating tensions between Israel and Hamas. The Federal Reserve Chair is contending that inflation remains excessively high, suggesting that a decrease in economic growth may be necessary to alleviate it.
These shorter-term measures are often volatile, and in any case, inflation is still too high, and a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal.
Addressing the Economic Club of New York, Jerome Powell expressed uncertainty regarding the duration of these reduced readings and where inflation might stabilize in the upcoming months. He hinted at a potential requirement for a slowdown in the labor market and economic expansion to attain the Fed's target 2% inflation rate. Several Republican lawmakers are reporting they've received death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Representatives Drew Ferguson of Georgia and Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa stated they received threats following their withdrawal of support for Jordan during the second Speaker vote on Wednesday. And tonight, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face off against the New Orleans Saints in Thursday night football. The Jags are on a 3-game winning streak, while the Saints are coming off a loss to Houston. Thursday night football kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822.
As we approach the 2-week mark since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel,
President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pryor.
The proposal to authorize interim Speaker of the House Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters today that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry the authority. Jordan affirmed his continued candidacy for Speaker and intends to approach the floor for a third attempt to secure the necessary votes for victory. Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Walmart's CEO stated they are working to offset inflation by lowering prices on various food items, building on previous investments. Aldi is also cutting prices on over 70 holiday food products, with potential reductions of up to 50%. And both retailers plan to maintain the lower prices until the end of the year. The NCAA is investigating the number 2 Michigan Wolverines football program amid allegations of sign stealing. U of M and the Big Ten were both notified by the NCAA of the investigation Wednesday. The conference said it has notified the Wolverines' future opponents. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.